Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
It's intriguing and positive, hopefully, this scheme, a new scheme to recycle drinks, bottles and cans where people will get money for returning empties. It's been launched today. The deposit return scheme will pay those who return bottles and cans. It's hoped it'll massively increase the amount we recycle and cut down on landfill as well, because we consume about 1.9 billion drinks, cans and bottles each year, will you believe? And this initiative is expected to be up and running in February 2024. Tony Cohan is the chair of DRS Ireland, who are the company who'll run the scheme, and he joins me on the line now. Good evening to you, Tony.
Good evening, how are you?
So today is day one of the scheme, is that right?
It's day one of phase one, and phase one is calling for the retailers and the suppliers, the producers, to sign up to the scheme. There's a number of phases then which we will roll out over the next number of months. And as you said, it will end then on February 24, where this game will be operationally live.
So live means Joe Public can go in and bring their bottles and cans. Is that it?
Well, from that day, then you are charged a deposit when you purchase one of these items, and you will get your money back then when you bring the bottle or can back to the store or to any store where there will be where we'll position reverse vending machines to make it as convenient as possible for you as a consumer to engage with the scheme.
Why is it taking so long to bring it to the point where Joe or Josephine Public can make use of it?
Yes, I can understand that question. I mean, I think you've got to think of this as it's not a company doing one thing. It's all of the industry, all of the suppliers, all of the producers, and all of the retailers combining to bring this scheme live by February 24 or on February 24. So it's a massive logistics operation which includes. You know, an IT system that will cope with all of this, and also positioning 3,000 machines in individual retailers and retailer stores right across the country, which will involve some layout changes and so on. So it's and as well as the supply chain and the logistics issue of getting these,
So it's a massive operation. Yeah,
I understand that. Operation.
So tell me this, Tony: is it obligatory for retailers and so on to sign up for the scheme? And if it isn't, what if they don't?
Well, there will be an enforcement mechanism. We hope we won't get to that, but there will be enforcement methods in place using the local authorities and others. But all retailers who sell these cans and bottles, in-scope cans and bottles, as we call it, will be obliged to charge the deposit and then give the deposit back to consumers when they bring the empty can or container back. To be honest, I'm not expecting any. We are prepared for issues to go wrong, but we've got such cooperation at this stage from the suppliers, from the producers and from the retailers. Everybody, is keen to get this up and running, because in fact it'll be the law as well as the right thing to do.
Tell me this though, here's me thinking I was going to make a wad of cash on bringing other people's cans and bottles back, Tony, as well as being good for the environment, but you're actually paying for it. You pay a little deposit when you buy a can initially, is that it?
Well, you pay a deposit when you buy the can, you get that deposit back. It's no different when you go to a supermarket now when you take a trolley. Most of them, you put a deposit into the trolley and you get that deposit back then when you bring the trolley back. So it's the same principle.
I'm intrigued before I let you go, but the cash for cans, the green vending machines, how will that work exactly?
The machines will have a system whereby they will scan in the product and they will pay you then a coupon which you can cash in then in the store. So it's an automatic machine. They're in use right across Europe at the moment. The technology is well understood, and it's not new technology. So it's quite a robust system, and we believe it'll operate really well.
Okay. So we won't be recycling these cans at home then anymore?
You'll be bringing them to these machines, but it will be convenient because there will be so many. Every store will will have one of these machines, or the very, very smallest storage end will have a manual scheme.
Okay.
And so we'll make it as convenient as possible. There will be a change required. So instead of the bottles and the cans going to your green bin at home, you will now have to bring them back to the required shop to get your two-way shop to get your deposit back.
Okay, you better make it convenient, Tony, or we'll be after you, that's for sure.
Well, we're making it as convenient as possible, and the whole idea, of course, is to get the recycling up to 90% in a couple of years' time.
All right, Tony Cohan, Chair of Deposit Return Scheme Ireland, thank you very much indeed.